morning. We are in up to Taf Kuf Zayin, Sif Dalet. Tanor Shanafel Asaychu Mitiach Hatit. Tanurim, which that they used to, the way they used to do it, it used to be like some sort of well, or like a kedera, that used to have the fire in the bottom, and they would go ahead and stick the bread to the side. And I mean, to this, if anyone's ever been to the Bukharim Shuk in Yerushalayim, there's a guy who still does the old ancient way. He has like a little, you know, a little oven and the thing, and he makes a lafa, and he sticks it to the side of the whatever it is, and takes it off. If everyone ever wants to see, you know, an example of what the Tanurim in time of Chazal looked like, that would be.
You skip Gimel.
I'll go back. Also, Likach Eitz v'Bein Eitzim. There we did. Lachos Bo Eish B'Tonu D'Havelei B'Takim Mone. It's also to take a piece of wood, a stick out of the sticks, to go ahead and stoke the fire, because it's like B'Takim Mone, because you're creating a kli. Now you're using it into a stoking. Something to stoke with. All right, so back to this. Now let's say that a piece of the tiach fell onto the side there or something like that. If Esther laafleis litzvays boy below greifa leischarich hapas or tzli. Now this piece it makes the oven not smooth. So therefore this part's going to be hotter. So it's going to burn that section of the bread. Well, if it's not such a big deal, and it's not going to burn the bread, it's also the garfu. You can't scrape it off in Yom Tov. If they should metal to the shulitzor, because it's mukta, don't worry about it. About mutter lahashki va'esh va'efer shabur kadeshi achalak, you're allowed to. I don't know the exact mitzvahs here. I'm a little bit unsure, but you're allowed to play around with it. With the fire and stuff, so it won't. You know, if you could do that, it's better. Even though it really won't burn it, but you're allowed to try to play around with it, so it won't burn it. But if it's big enough that it's going to burn the bread, even though without grefa, you could still do it. Just so you're going to have a burnt, a burnt spot in the middle, mutar l'garfo because it's tzarech ochel nefesh, and you'll be allowed to go ahead and scrape that off. The chashuv tiltul l'tzarech, it's called tiltul l'tzarech. V'dafka b'tanurim shelahem shayim medapkim apas tzviva. They used to stick the bread to the side of the wall. V'ein tzvichim l'garfam. And the only thing you need to do, the greifa, was just, you have to be sure there is no tiach, spots of tiach on the side of the walls, and then otherwise the thing runs smoothly, perfectly. Well, tanurim shelanu, our types of ovens, kivan sheyefsher, that are basically have coals on the bottom, and you bake it on shelves or in pans or whatever it is. Even though, since you can't, but to bake bread, you have to take the coals out. Otherwise, it's going to be too hot and burn the bread. You can go ahead, if it is too hot, obviously, and you're allowed to go ahead and shovel out the ashes and the gecholim. The afalp, shehu mechaba, even though it's mechaba, you're going to take the hot coals out, they're going to go out. You can't bake bread that way. And this is a klal, just like it's mutter to go ahead and do havara tzorchol nefesh, kach mutter lachabos tzorchol nefesh. You're allowed to put out a fire if something is going to burn tzorchol nefesh. We're going to get into it at a later point a little bit more. Well, the problem we're going to in a later simon we're going to talk about it more. But this is the general klal that if the food's going to burn, you're allowed to do kibui tzorchol nefesh. This is just like the dinner. You're allowed to go ahead and you're doing a barbecue, and you're allowed to go ahead and and stick the meat on top of the coal. Here you put it directly on top. Or even let's say you put the meat on, nowadays you put it on a grill, it drips down and it puts out the fire. Every drip, whatever. It's mutter. That's kibur, the Torah Chachila, v'cheinagu, and that's the minig. On Tano v'kirayim chadoshim, if you have a brand new Tano, again we're talking about then they had out of Cheres, ain't sakin of some b'shemin, you can't oil them. A little tashin of some matlis, nor can you wipe it down around inside with a rag. But mutar lahasikan, that strengthens it. That makes it like a finishing. It's like the finishing touch, like makom patish. But mutar lahasikan, but you're allowed to, you're allowed to light it up. A fila hesek rishon. As long as you light it up, and then put cold water all around it so that it seals it, it makes it strong and seals it up. Because that's also tikkun maaseh. That's also in husku yoisem midai. If it got too hot, husku lafigam b'tzonek, and you need to just like cool off on the throw water on it to cool it down. Okay, lafels behem mutter. That's okay because then you're not your kavanah is not to go ahead and to talk in the kli, and also it's a tzarech achila. Ahuim husku yosim lefichach mutter lishvos b'mayim amachbedes shemachavim ba'atonor. I guess if they have some sort of like little broom or something they used to clean out the coals with and stuff. The ash, and they move the stuff around. You're allowed to stick it in water, even though it's like little bits of coals and stuff stuck to it. You're allowed to stick it in water to cool it down, even though when you stick it in before in order to go ahead and to cool down the oven or something. Not that afterwards, oh, it's hot, stick it in water. That's not mutter. That's not the tzarech ochel. But if you need to, whatever the mitzvah is, you need to dip it in water to, in order to go ahead and to cool down the coals and push them around, whatever it is, that would be okay. Mutter lefo is tano male pas. You are allowed to bake a tano full of bread. Even though you just need one loaf of bread. Because having a lot of bread makes the other bread cook better. I mean, I guess it spreads the heat out. And that's talking about a small oven and you stick things to the side. Right. So that therefore the chum doesn't spread out because it's all covered. The walls are all covered with bread and it bakes nicer. Aval b'tanurim shalano ein lafas yisuri mashatzarich. Filling it up is not going to do better. The shavur does bring material, and you can bake a bunch of loaves. But maybe you'll need them. But if it's just laharim, it's also because it doesn't make it better. It won't make the bread better. fine. Mutter lista in pia tanur. It's mutter to seal up the oven door. Betit verefesh. That's what used to do. That would seal the air out, so it would get hot and bake well. Shal sasanar. You're allowed to use tit and refesh mud from the banks of a river. Who shiricho me'emesh. That's only if you went ahead and you took some mud. Also, you went ahead and you took a big piece of mud, softened it up, or you made a simen on it, and you put it, you set it aside to be used. But to go ahead and to mix up tit, make it satan yantav, is also because this is not something which you need to do. You need to done on yontem. Something you could have done yesterday. some say that if you're doing it to in order that otherwise the won't your oven won't work. So then, in a chanami, that could be his mutter. If he didn't do it Rav Yontov, that's called considered tzarech hachonav, tzarech havara. But if it's just like adds to it or whatever, it's what you do. So then then you can't use it. The mutter legabel efer listam piatona, but efer you're allowed to megabel to make a paste of some sort. Because the thing is with afer, if you use afer, it'll dry out. It doesn't hold dirt and mud will hold water, but afer dries out, and also doesn't. Also, one other reason,
it crumbles.
Right. Another reason why it's also gibul is also because of it's a marasai into binyan. People will think, oh, you're building something. So over here, the afer doesn't. It's not something people use for binyan. So, both reasons it would be mutter. Taf puf ches. Eim elavdin esavanim litzayz by lefos aleim neishem mechasun. You can't go ahead and toast whatever libo. Make the stones burning hot so you can go ahead and use them to bake on. Because the libun makes it stronger. Some say it's only by chadashim, but the pashas shulchan aruch is that since it always makes the more you burn it, the stronger the stone gets, so that it always makes it into a kli atikamana. Ve'ein shomer sacheres, and you can't break. you can't break cheres you can't break a big piece of cheres in order to bake on a piece or to cut paper to the size to bake on paper. Let's say you have wax paper. If you want to cut it to a certain size, it still would be also to do that on yontif. And you can't go ahead and shape a stick in order to use it as a skewer to roast on. You're allowed to go ahead and wrap. You want to crack some walnuts, so you want to wrap them in a handkerchief or something, and use so that the shells don't go everywhere, and then you smash them. So that but maybe the sharp pieces of the shells will tear the cloth. It's not korea, therefore it's okay. Shpud shenirtaf, a shpud which bent. A metal skewer. Even though you could bend it back into shape with your hand, it's very easy. It's also to go ahead and to fix it on Yom Tov, because that is called et makom hapatish, tikkun maneh. And that would be Yasser. However, Hagav Adafka Shiachal Litzos Bavilok Tikkun. The Ramah adds in and says, "Wait a second. That's only if you can use it still. It's not that if you but Afal Yemena Yachal Litzos Bav Kach Venishbar Yomtiv Mutu Latachno. Tikkun Kli is also on Yomtiv. Tikkun Mane. However, if it's the Torah Chol Nefesh and there's no way you can go ahead and you can cook." Unless you have this shipur, then you are allowed to go ahead and fix it. However, maybe I shouldn't have said this halacha. The Ramah says not more kein l'rabim. The shelo yivol attacking gam came benishba erev yontov. They don't come to fix it on erev yontov. Now this interesting din, it comes up a few different places. Ein morim kein. It comes up by Hilchos Shavuos by cutting the strings between the shoes and things, so that the shoes are tied together. There's other places and throughout. What it means is that in a chadami, if I'm giving a shir b'rabim on Hilchos Yom Tov, I should leave this halacha out because people will come make mistakes. says if you're learning, which is what we're doing, we're learning, you're going through Shulchan Aruch, Petaras Lima, Seder, that's fine. But Al Chafarim, the Yisra Emor in the Rabbi means if I'm giving a Shir and Shul, if I'm giving a Drasha and Shul, you know, I should leave this bit out because people might get confused or, you know, whatever. So therefore, if you talk about going through Shulchan Aruch and you learn it, you know, fine. You know, but otherwise... It's a Kiddush. Even your Yechidim. It means, listen, so now there's a reason you see... Learning Shulchan Aruch is kedai because you know halachas, which it's also to tell a few for Rabbanim to say that, you know, these are like sodos for Rabbanim know, and it's also to tell other people. So therefore, that's why learning Shulchan Aruch, you know, is kedai because for this chiddush that over here that you won't hear anywhere else. Anyway, who hadin lechol machshirin shirin alsoisim erev yontov any hechsher. This Rambam is a big yisod. Any hechsher which is usher. Which you can't do Erev Yantav, something which happened on Yantav or whatever it is, then you would be able to go ahead and to fix it on Yantav. I don't know if that means, like, let's say you have I don't know how far the list you have to ask a Rav, I don't know how far, if you have an electric oven and you have the oven on and then the oven breaks, can you call someone in to go ahead and to a repairman to come and fix the oven in order for you to bake with? I don't know. Maybe?
Not
so woman. It's not called a void. It was Malacha Gemura, but Minaf Kamina. I mean, I don't know. That's why Aim Morin came, because I don't know how far to take these things. You know, but in Ekonami, if you have no food and the chara, that's the only, you have an electric oven and the only way to, you don't have any other place. Obviously, if you have that one other way to get around it, a neighbor, fine. But the only way to do it is to go inside and fix the wiring and to all these things or whatever. It's for chokhol nefesh. It could be, it would be mutter, you know, v'tchak, chanami. But like we said, emorim ken, you have to ask a shara. Shiput shirotzim litzleis boy. You have a skewer which you want to roast with, it's too long. Also, the chatzah, you can't make it shorter. Cut it below the sarfa, you can't burn off the end. You can't sharpen the knife with the stone, with a knife sharpener that's miyuchid for sharpening the knife. But you can sharpen it a bit with a piece of wood or cheres or a stone or even to go ahead and use another knife to sharpen it a bit. Oh, so number two, this is the second place here. We don't say this to Ravim because shelo yivel lechara l'mishav hashkezes. This is also not halacha. You should speak it out because people get confused. Most people, what's the difference between this? Or people like, oh, Rabbi, what's the difference between this is stone, this is a stone? What are you telling me? Yeah, whatever. You know, it's, you know, if you're learning, fine. This is the halacha, but you have to be careful about telling people because this halacha can be very confused easily.
Is this the only way you couldn't do it Erev Yontav, or even if you could do it Erev
Yontav? Lachora, if it was. If you couldn't, if you only if you couldn't do it Erev Yontav, I would think. If there's no other way for you to eat without this knife, whatever, maybe there's a tzad heter, but Pashtus says it would be a problem. The Medvar Memurim. That's only if you use it to cut. But if you can't, if it's too dull, you can't cut anything. Then it's also to go ahead and sharpen it even with an eitz. This is a different din. Even though yes, ochel nefesh, but since on a mashchezes, it's so easy that you bamish need it, and you're going to come to do it on the on on its on the regular knife sharpener, therefore they offered it. But they said to go ahead and to put oil in or to do it in a funny way. Yeah, you can tell people to do it because it's done with like a certain shinui. They won't come to do it. They'll know like to take two stones and rub it in between, something like that. They'll know not to go ahead and they won't think, okay, I can do it on my shoes because it's doing it with shinui. If you have birds, chickens, turkeys, right, you know, just past Thanksgiving, that you fill with basar and beitzim, mutar, the tough from the yomtiv, you're allowed to sew them closed on yomtiv. If you set up the string from erev yomtiv, you cement it with machan, you have to put it in the machan already. As a gzera, otherwise you might come to cut the chut to the size you want. And you should be careful not to cut the chut on yomtiv, because again it's a problem. The minig is to burn the chut, whatever's left over on the oaf, after you use it, the achash shetafru bo, whatever's left over, the minig, you can go ahead and burn the extra string or even cut it. The Mishabura says burning or cutting, that's okay, because that's just extra. You're not trying to matakin it to a certain length or whatever. That's just burning the extra so that it won't get caught up in the oven. Oh, one more. You're allowed to go ahead and cut the rope, the string around if chickens are tied together, or they're sewn together, whatever it is. You're allowed to burn these things so that the thing's open in order to get to these things, so you can go ahead and you can and you can use it on Yom Tov.
It's kind of like the packaging that you get in the store.
Yeah. The question is also, would this apply to also regular packaging and things? Whatever that is, I didn't look into it, and I'll look into it. I'll bring it up. We'll stop here. I'll bring it up. I'll just look into it. But it seems like for Ochel Nefesh, Korea and Tfira, there is definitely Heterim, but we'll go into it more.